is the Most Blessed Podcast, recorded live at Most Blessed Sacrament in Arlington, Texas.
Good afternoon, Adam Mendoza.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
It was suggested to me to bring you in to talk about catechizing millennials. For those of you who don't know Adam, well, first of all, let me just say this. This is going to be a little different podcast because normally we're on the basics of Catholicism, and we went through the Mass, and then we went through the sacraments, and we would have some other guests come in, like when Monsignor was gone, but still pretty basic. Yeah. So this is going to go a little bit deeper than we normally do, but still at the base of our Christianity. So I think it fits right in. So Adam Mendoza is a parishioner, and he helps the teens with religious education. I think you do junior high, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a tough, tough crowd right there.
It can make me pretty nervous, too.
But that means you are living your call to holiness.
Yes, ma'am.
Working your way to heaven. And Adam comes from a Catholic background. I know his dad is very active in the church. He's a usher, and you are a mentor to your siblings and cousins. How many siblings do you have?
I have two sisters. One is 25, 26, and then the other one is 19, about to be 20. Yeah. So two younger sisters, and then many cousins, aunts, uncles, within the area too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you seem to have your stuff together.
It's for the most part.
For the most part.
Some days are harder than others.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, for who is that not true? So right. That's great. But regardless, your faith shines through. So thank you for living your faith.
Of course.
And so let's start with a definition of millennial. That would be someone who is born from the early 80s to the early 2000s. So you fit right in there, which is good because that's, you know, we're talking to you about it. So tell me, Adam, why millennials would seem to be a different category when it comes to catechizing?
So being a millennial 90s baby, I believe that it is the world that we are born into. It's very fast paced, with many distractions, and then also access to information, which sometimes isn't always accurate. It can have us questioning almost everything. And not to say that, you know, one approach can reach all generations or one specific generation, because there's not a universal way to reach someone or approach someone.
Or a whole generation.
Right.
Right.
Some people, I feel, require a more personal touch. So
okay. Now, in doing some research, one of the things I found, and these are just generalities, and they might not be true for everyone, but millennials prefer authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
So how can that be accomplished in the catechetical process?
I mean, with that, I would say that it's all based off of, you know, first establishing trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge thing to reach anyone. And then I would say it is based off of, you know, three different things. You know, your ability to listen, your ability to respond or speak, and then the ability to act. So what I mean by those three things is, for listening, are you listening to listen, or are you listening to respond? And then for speaking, I would say, are you speaking from your heart, or are you speaking to answer a question?
Right. Don't just spout out the facts.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a huge thing, right?
Right. Right.
And then the third thing on acting, which, you know, still working on myself, is are you living up to those beliefs in your day-to-day life, in your routine?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And not being oh my gosh, the word just escaped my head, where you say one thing and you do another.
That's right. Being a hypocrite.
The hypocrite. Yes. Hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Yes. The old hypocrisy, you know, because we're all, you know, we can all say, you know, don't lie. Mm. But are you really going to, when you get stopped by the policeman, going to go, oh, I'm okay. Yes, I was speeding. Okay. That's probably the worst.
I don't understand. I don't know why I'm
I don't know why. So just, you know, we all are still working on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And just because we slip up every now and then does not make us a complete hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually is probably a good thing for all of us to remember, right? Because generally we're harder on ourselves than other people are. And so I understand
that completely.
So I know when I slip up and do something, I'm, you know, really berating myself. And then I really have to listen. God loves you. Jesus loves you. It doesn't, you're still lovable, mm-hmm. even though you fell again.
Right.
So,
and it's just, you know, it's like a faith is like a flower, right? It's, you know, planting that seed,
mm-hmm.
Watering it consistently, mm-hmm. and then letting it grow towards light.
Right.
So I absolutely agree with you.
That's a great analogy. I have a peace plant at my home,
which is
a plant that a lot of people get at funerals, in case y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But it'll start wilting, but I go water it, and it just perks right back up. So I think that's a perfect example of sometimes you kind of wilt in your faith, and you got to get watered. And we can water ourselves through scripture, prayer, through... I want to say congregation, and that's probably not
community.
Community,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think that would go for millennials as well. Just know that you're working on it, and everybody's working on it. And let's don't be judgmental towards each other.
Right.
I think that's a good one
for all generations. Yeah.
Okay. So, what do millennials value and appreciate in the process of catechesis? And are there certain areas that resound or resonate more for millennials?
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm speaking for all millennials here, but what I can share as far as my value, mm-hmm. Is that, you know, I value the connections that I make, and I value the lessons that I learn, mm-hmm. and then I value... the feeling that I get, or the feeling that I receive from growing my relationship with God. It's a strong energy. It's pure.
It is.
It's enriching. It's just a beautiful feeling. And unless you've experienced it yourself, which I hope, if not everyone will,
right.
It's amazing. It's very powerful. And then to the second part of your question is, what was that again? I'm sorry.
What areas resonate more with, or is there a certain area that resonates more with a
yeah. Millennial? So with that, I think it's based on the individual, on what resonates with them. And it could be based on their senses, you know, as a human, mm-hmm. is it something that they see? Is it something that they hear? Or in our instances, is something that we witness? So I think, you know, one of those things, if not another thing, can touch them and, you know, open their eyes and,
right.
you know, like gravity, bring them in.
Right.
Yeah.
And it won't be the same for everyone. And
right.
And that goes to that also speaks to millennials in that I think millennials are so much more aware of what's going on in their brains, more so than even my generation, because I feel like my generation kind of just squashed things down and we just dealt. And I'm not saying that y'all don't do that.
I was going to say,
no.
You like that sometimes.
No. I'm not saying y'all don't deal. I'm saying you do. Mm-hmm. Like you almost overdeal. Like you are very aware of the thoughts and things like that. Whereas we just... whatever, you know, and I'm not explaining it very well, but I just feel like maybe it wasn't okay for us to talk about things like that y'all are okay talking about.
Yeah, we lived in different times, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, what may have been acceptable at one time may have not been acceptable at another time.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, for sometimes when they're talking about subjects on like a talk show or television or whatever, I'm like, those are things that we should not be talking about out loud. But at the same time, I bet that is freeing for y'all to be able to do that, whereas we could not do that.
Yeah, you're almost holding it in.
Yes, yes.
And then who knows, when you share that, it may connect with somebody.
Exactly. So there's, you know, it's great that y'all are aware of that and that you know when you need downtime. Mm. Or, you know, we weren't... I almost want to say we weren't allowed downtime. Mm-hmm. You know, our parents sent us out to play and we were out there until, you know, until the streetlights came on. And y'all, I feel like for the worst part, have been sheltered in that way. Like, we didn't let go. You know, I have children that are your age and we didn't let go that much. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing, but I just feel like y'all are way more aware of the mental abilities and non-abilities, really. You know your limitations when it comes to things like that. I feel like now I'm wandering, but rambling.
No, not at all. So. You know, because you're hitting all the points, you know, where, you know, it was acceptable, non-acceptable. And then also, you know, now that you have that ability, it is something that you feel more comfortable about sharing. And then, mm-hmm. you know, what restrictions, I guess, could have created outcomes for,
right.
for different individuals. So
right.
yeah, no, you're not rambling. I understand.
Well,
yeah.
And I think of school as a perfect example. You know, back when I was going to school, if you had a kid who was acting out, he was just a bad kid. Mm. Now there's probably a reason he's doing that. We look for the reason.
All right. What's the root?
Yes. Instead of just glossing over it, he's just a bad kid, you know. Yeah. Hopefully he'll grow out of it or yeah. whatever, or go put him in the corner or spank his hand with the ruler. We don't do that anymore. Mm. We look for the root cause, and I think that's to your benefit. Mm. And so it just opened up the whole mind thing.
Right.
So, okay. So one of the reasons why we're doing this is because I feel like our listenership, I guess you'd say, either is millennials or they have millennials. Mm. So to help them in the catechesis of those people, I thought it was a great thing to bring you in. And so one of the questions is, would millennials value mentorship from an older Catholic, or would they prefer another millennial?
Yeah. And just like we were talking about before, that touched me too, because I value both, right? And it is also based on the individual on, you know, who they like to have approach them and mm-hmm. Who they like to share with.
Who they feel comfortable with,
mm-hmm. right? So I value both in a way that, you know, with people my age, I feel like I align more with them because we are almost at that, or we share almost the same things in life. To some extent, some of the mm-hmm. same experiences. So that's one of the huge values from connecting with people your own age. Then again, I also value my elders because they have seen a lot more than I have, right? And then also they have had experiences that surpass my lifetime. So I trust their wisdom, but that's why I can appreciate connections with both and in mentorship.
That's awesome. Thank you. I can't, you know, our older generation, you know, they've seen things that we probably will never see. They've seen war.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen rumor of war, as it were. And we, I guess we've seen rumor of war, but we've not really seen...
We're not hands-on on the ground.
Now, I guess our military, even right now, I don't know that we're actively engaged anywhere. I shouldn't speak to that because I am not by any stretch on the forefront of that kind of stuff. But But always a behind lot the scenes. Of the generation ahead of me were in war. Mm-hmm. And so I think between that and just being in a different generation, they can bring so much to the table, as it were, mm-hmm. To help you or help anyone realize God in the hard places, mm-hmm. because those are hard places and hopefully places that we won't see. But if they can help us see where they saw them in the hard places, in our not so hard places, we can see him. So I hope that made sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, would you like to add anything else?
Actually, maybe like one thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know if, you know, everyone has like, not everyone has an iPhone, but if you have an iPhone, mm-hmm. what I would recommend or suggest are a couple of things, right? Or even Android. iPhone in particular had released an iOS 15 update that has a feature called Focus. Mm-hmm. So something that kind of helps me separate from distractions is to initiate that focus and put my phone in Do Not Disturb, so that way I can stay focused.
Oh.
I do that automatically with church. So I have it set up and it's labeled church. And anytime I drive to the location of church, it automatically turns on my focus mode and puts my phone in Do Not Disturb.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah, I thought that would be beneficial to people that are looking to stay focused and eliminate the distractions, even if it's just temporarily. That would be like one suggestion that I'd like to share.
I love that.
And then as far as prayer, I talk to the men that I pray the rosary with every week about Laudate and the mm-hmm. daily prayers. Mm-hmm. That's something that I would definitely suggest because the prayers are beautiful.
I go on there almost every day and I read the Saint of the Day.
The Saint of the Day is really good
too. I do love this. Yeah. Yeah. Those are great suggestions. And the other thing is Formed,
yes.
Which we actually watched I watched just this one segment.
With Taylor
Formed
and
about, Ben. Uh-huh, about catechizing millennials. Mm-hmm. But they have so many more things. And we're going to put the link to that particular episode in the episode notes of this podcast so that people can just go on there and watch it. If they would like to. And I will say it's the fourth part of that series, I believe. Mm-hmm. So you can go watch all of them. And I don't think it will matter which order you watch them in.
It's really cool too, because you get to see a gentleman who had a life leading towards professional soccer, mm-hmm. But through grace of God and the Holy Spirit, had other plans and led him in a different direction. So those were really mm-hmm. powerful to watch. And,
yes.
you know,
yeah, both of those guys are really well spoken.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But that Formed is an app. Mm-hmm. And the parish has the subscription. And all you have to do is when you go in there, if you download it to your phone, get your grandchildren to help you if you can't do it yourself. Or your children, whatever. But you just put in there that you're a member of Most Blessed Sacrament, and mm-hmm. it's free. And there are so many things on there that you can go watch, you can listen to. But Laudate is a great one for daily prayers and like the Saint of the Day, mm-hmm. and it has the scripture for the day. So I think those two in combination are a great pair. So, I mean, I'll put a plug in for Hallow. I don't make any money on that, but I really like the Hallow app.
No sponsorships here.
Yeah, no sponsorships. But I do listen to the Hallow app. Like, I do my rosary. Mm. If I'm in the car and I'm doing my rosary, I do that on the Hallow app.
Because right.
they say it and I say it with them. If I'm in my house, I'll use my iRosary app. I'm a big app girl. So.
Oh, and one more thing, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
One thing that I forgot to share on the values on that question earlier was welcome. That was a huge value for me.
Mm.
The welcome retreat. that really opened my eyes and was that spark that led to the fire in my heart, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yes. So yeah, definitely check out the welcome retreats that we have here at Most Blessed Sacrament.
And that spans the generations right there. Yeah. That's one of those things that spans the generation because it's the same for my husband and myself. Mm. I believe both of us would tell you that they it also sparked that little fire and big fire, I guess, really, mm-hmm. in us as well. And I think that's a great plug. Thank you.
Of course.
We did not plan that.
No. It just came out of my mind.
but Holy Spirit led you to say it, so that's good.
That's right. Thank you.
I don't think we can say enough about welcome, but that's another podcast. So, but I do thank you, Adam, for coming today. And
thank you so much for having me. It's been amazing. Love to share these with you.
Well, we may have you again. You okay. never know. Thank you for helping with the youth because that's a special calling, and anybody who works with our youth is I think definitely earning gems in their crown in heaven. So thank you, Adam.
Of course.
Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please send them to mbspodcast@mbs.church. Have a blessed day.